103.9 WABT Dundee Schoenberg. Real rock and roll. Right here, right now.
We are back live in Seattle with Soundgarden tonight. Don't forget, next Monday night, be sure to join us for another special evening of live music and your phone calls as we introduce you to a couple of great new singer-songwriters, Seattle native Pete Droege and Todd Snyder. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Pete's a cool guy. Very talented person.
Absolutely. He works with Mike McCready, right, from Pearl Jam, I think.
I think Mike produces demo tape.
Okay. He'll be joining us, and also a fellow by the name of Todd Snyder, who has a great new song out called Talkin' Seattle Grunge Rock Blues. Okay. We'll be hearing that next week, along with Pete Droege and Todd Snyder next Monday night. And also, don't forget, this Wednesday night, a very special edition of Rock Line on a special night and a special time with the only live radio appearance of Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. That'll be this Wednesday night. Check your Rock Line station for the time on a special edition of Rock Line. Soundgarden is with us this evening. Back to the phones we go. Worcester, Mass. Is our next stop. 107.3 WAAF in Boston is our station. And Mick, you're on with Soundgarden.
Hey, how's it going? I do a lot of free writing, and I'm starting to learn guitar a little, but I'm having trouble kind of putting the lyrics to the music or vice versa, and I was just wondering if your lyrics come from the music that you write or vice versa.
Well, the lyrics, it can sometimes be inspired by the music. Probably for me, being Chris, more often than not, the
you're always Chris.
Well, yeah, he doesn't know that though. He doesn't. For all he knows, we could be actors. Anyway, yeah, I tend to play off of the music a lot. I can get lyrical ideas, but I don't usually try and nail down lyrics until there's a song. I've only done that one time, I think, in Soundgarden. And it was a song that was never released, and it worked. But sometimes I'll sit down and like write out a finished lyric, but then when there's a song to attach it to it, and it, if it doesn't fit exactly right, which it generally won't, then it starts sounding as the, you know, like you did that, like you wrote this page of lyrics and then glued it to a song. It doesn't sound that natural to me, so I like to do that. I like to take lyrical ideas and wait for a song that seems like it'll fit, and then work from there and kind of make the two things sort of naturally fit.
Mick, thanks for the call. In addition to garnering two Grammy nominations, this next song was also one of the most played songs on rock radio in 1994, Black Hole Sun. On Rockline. Black Hole Sun from Super Unknown, Soundgarden, who are with us tonight live from Seattle. Our next call is from Hampstead, New Hampshire, 107.3 WAAF in Boston, our station, and Luciana is on Rockline.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have Louder Than Live and Motor Vision, and I was wondering if you had any plans on releasing any other concert videos in the future?
We don't have any like plans today to do it. I don't know. If we do, it'd be like definitely kind of the distant future, because the near future is writing and recording another record. So, yeah, you never know. I'm sure something will happen someday.
How far along are you in the new album department?
Let me check that department.
check that file.
Not very far, really.
Yeah. Okay. Tracy is in Kenosha, Wisconsin, listening to Laser 103 on Milwaukee tonight. Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Who will be your next producer for your next CD, and do you plan to make this one as long as the last one?
You mean in terms of time?
Yes.
Yeah, you never know about that. That kind of... You never know about producers either. I don't know. Do you want to produce it?
Sure.
Okay, how much do you charge?
For you, free.
Cool, you're hired. You're hired.
That was easy.
Verbal contracts are good in this state.
No one can prove it was me. I'm an actor posing as Chris.
An incredible simulation.
Yeah.
All right, Tracy, you got a gig. Warren is in Pasadena, Texas tonight, listening to 101 KLOL in Houston. Warren, you're on with Soundgarden.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
My question was, do y'all have any side projects lined up, like MACC and Temple of the Dog? Or any soundtracks or anything?
Not really. We just got a producer a second ago, but No, nothing really that I know of.
What about?
I don't know.
Hater.
Any hater stuff?
Yes. Anything hater-wise? No.
No.
Okay. All right, Warren, thanks for the call. Rockline is live from Seattle tonight. Chris Cornell, Kim Thayil, and Ben Shepherd from Soundgarden are our guests for the full 90. My name is Steve Downs, and this is Rusty Cage. Rusty Cage from Soundgarden. Steve Downs here with the guys in the band. We were talking about side projects. I guess, Chris, this wouldn't really qualify as a side project because, as I understand it, it's a Soundgarden thing, but you are contributing a song to the... to the Jim Carroll film, is it? The Basketball Diaries?
Mm-hmm.
What's...
Yeah, the song's called Blind Dogs. It was actually Ben's idea to use that song, but it was a song that we wrote, I guess, a couple of records ago, and we have a few songs kicking around that we've had for a long time that everybody likes, but, you know, for some reason or another, they just don't make it on your record, and that was one of them. And actually, that song was in... We were arranging it and rearranging it and arranging it and rearranging it, and it never really seemed to be ready. And then when Ben thought about trying it for the movie, we just sort of did one of the many arrangements that we had come up with at one point, and it sounded great, fine. when you get some distance from something, I think sometimes you realize maybe it was fine the whole time, you just didn't have a perspective because you heard it too many times or you tried it too many times, and it doesn't sound like a song to you anymore. It sounds like a room that you keep trying to redecorate. Mm,
yeah. And any idea when the soundtrack and or the film will be available? Has that been determined yet? Or
I'm sure it has been, and I don't know what that information is.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to it. It's called, the movie is called Basketball Diaries, and the soundtrack, and that's a sort of a fascinating Jim Carroll story that's been around for quite some time. I'll be anxious to see how it turns out. And the song, the Soundgarden tune that's contributed on there, is called Blind Dog, so look for that. It's time to announce the grand prize winner of our Rockline trip, sponsored by AT&T. The winner will receive airfare for two to L.A., 3 nights hotel accommodations. That's assuming that L.A. doesn't float away in the foreseeable future, which is somewhat in doubt. Also, $200 spending money, and you'll get to see a future Rockline show live in our Hollywood studios. And the winner is... Charlotte Garcia of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Charlotte listens to Rockline on 94 Rock, KZRR in Albuquerque. Congratulations, Charlotte. You and a guest will be coming out to check out Rockline in Hollywood live, courtesy of AT&T. And we will be back with more from Soundgarden on the Global Satellite Network.